This is Fresh Air. The career of rock and roll singer and producer Jeff Lynne has taken a couple of different turns. First he was with the Electric Light Orchestra, then the Traveling Wilburys. Now Lynne's got his first solo album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review of Armchair Theater.
When he was guiding the Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne was a chilly, forbidding artist, a control freak who never let himself get freaky. At first, Roy Wood was in the band to supply some eccentricity and oddness, but after he left, Jeff Lynne began to grind out one sterile hit single after another. You assume that's what Lynne always wanted to do, but these days he's giving interviews saying he soon felt trapped by the star machinery of ELO's success, that what he really wanted to do was make simpler, more personal music. But I wouldn't believe a word of it if Lynne hadn't put out Armchair Theater, a solo album that does nothing less than reinvent him as a musician.
Love is what I want. Oh, yeah. And all you gotta do is bring it to me, baby.
On Armchair Theater, Jeff Lynne has brought to his own music the lessons he recently learned as a member of the Traveling Wilburys and as the producer on Tom Petty's wonderful Full Moon Fever album. Foremost among these lessons is the idea that roughness can be a virtue and that using studio technology to achieve an unfinished, cobbled-together effect can not only be charming, but moving.
Don't say goodbye. Don't even think about it.
Armchair Theater isn't a flawless album. Jeff Lynne's cover of the old Jesse Stone rocker Don't Let Go is stiff, and his versions of the pop standards Stormy Weather and September Song are just painfully sincere. But the rest of the album is completely beguiling, reaching its high point right at the beginning with a song called Every Little Thing. I think Every Little Thing is staggering, a history of essential rock riffs in just under 4 minutes, and the most honest tribute to Motown a white musician has ever achieved.
I got to know.
Listening to Armchair Theater, you get the feeling that Jeff Lynne has learned how to let loose creatively, while at the same time sounding more relaxed. He's chosen to reveal some warmth underneath all those layered vocals and those one-man band overdubbed instrumental tracks. To cash in on Lynne's recent prominence as a Wilbury, Epic Records is putting out Afterglow, a collection of the best of ELO. There you will hear Jeff Lynne's craft and craftiness. You have to get Armchair Theater, however, to hear Jeff Lynne's personality and openness.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
In my heart, you were the one. But now you're gone. Your photograph brings back sweet memories. Something about you, I don't know. But now you're gone.
This is Fresh Air.